'93 Toyota Camry for 2311 Racing. Bubba, first career Busch Light pole award. How's it feel, man? And tell us about how that feels and your perspective on starting tomorrow's race up front now.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Proud of my team. Continuing to show up and battle and give it all we got. We know like that's obviously the goal every time you start a season. And no matter what's thrown at you throughout the season, you got to keep showing up and putting on that face and executing. And, man, we've been one of the best teams these last couple of weeks. And I came over the radio after the first run and said it's fun to have fun. And it's pretty fun right now.
Love it. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, just raise your hand, and we'll get a mic to you. So we'll start here with Bob, right side of the room.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. You said earlier that you felt good about this weekend because of the tire test, but they did change the tire. Yep. So are you more excited now or just more relieved that apparently the tire change did not impact your speed here?
We're a little slower, so it did impact the speed, and the feel of it's a little different, but you know, coming into the steel, MJ, Curtis, Denny, they wanted to win. And they wanted to win races, not poles, but poles are good. But to do that, you got to hire the best people and the smartest people. And once we heard about the tire change, we quickly went to work on how much we need to change the car to tune for that. And Booty and our team hit it right on the head. Car feels great. Feels good in race trim. Obviously, qualifying went, you know, very well for us. So just shows a testament to the people that we have back at the shop that put these cars together and allow me to go out and do what I can do.
Over here on the right.
Tom with Seriously Fast Media. So, obviously, pole, great finishes the last three races. You know, that's something to look optimistically for. Mm-hmm. Are there any tracks upcoming outside of, obviously, Michigan with your first pole that you're really looking forward to that you think you can go break into the playoffs with?
Yeah, Watkins Glen. Well, hell, y'all laughing. I'm confident. No, I think Michigan's obviously a great chance. Richmond, Toyota runs strong there, obviously. So we got a good database. I need to be better at that place. So, and then Daytona, obviously our stats speak for itself. So we just have to, it's all about execution, right? You can come in with all the right mindset and, there's one mistake that can cost you. I thought I cost myself, the pole chance just by not getting off pit road clean. You know, coming to the green, I felt slow, and that matters. Everything matters. You know, I was able to talk to Ty, you know, at Pocono, and I was like, hey, man, look, this is it. You know, this is the cup level. I said, you're a badass. We all know you're a badass. I said, the strengths that you have, be ready to get basically kicked in the teeth because, you know, I thought I was a great restarter in the Xfinity Series, making my first start at Pocono, and I went backwards. And I thought I was doing something, right? And so this sport teaches you a lot. The cup level, there's no messing around. So you have to hit every mark, you know, correct. And so it's just, you know, when you have equipment and cars like this that allow you to, it makes it a little bit easier to go out and do. And it gives you a little bit bigger of a window. So just got to keep it going.
Up front. Go ahead.
Taylor DeSormo with MLive.com. So this was the fastest the next gen car has gone at 190 miles per hour. How did it feel any different?
Fastest man here. It was sweet. All right.
How did it feel any different going into the corner versus the old car?
It doesn't feel that fast. You know, I remember people ask me one of the best questions for kids when you're doing appearances is how fast have you gone? And I've always said 220, 222. It's either here or California. And so you definitely felt that getting to the corner. So a little bit slower feel, but trying to tell yourself to hold it wide open, you know, sounds easy, but it's a challenge. But like I said, I keep saying, you know, good McDonald's Toyota Camry allows you to do that.
All right, Daniel, and then Jordan in the back, and then we'll come up front.
Daniel McFadden, FrenchDrifts.com. Bubba, you were initially not on the right radio channel.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you finally got the word P1, what was your first thought that flashed through your mind?
Sweet. I was pumped. But I was kind of dejected because I came off turn four in the first run, and I was like, wow. You know, that's all I said. Just kind of create some suspense for the team. And they were like, what the hell? And I was like, I knew it was a good lap. I said, great car. And I didn't want to jinx it. I didn't want to be like, oh, man, that felt like a pole run, and then it'd be for P5, right? And so I come across the line, and silence. And I was like, oh, great. I just botched this lap somehow. Because the time on my dash read a 98, and they told me that Seabell ran a 97. But we've been having – our dash hasn't been reading right. It said a 21.98, so I was like, oh, that's way wrong. We're not in the 21 seconds. So definitely when I switched over, sigh of relief, but just pumped. Proud. Proud moment. Proud of myself.
And now that you've been on track in this car, what are you expecting the race to look like tomorrow?
It's going to be tough to pass, so good thing we're starting up front. I think just the aero sensitivity in these cars are so massive. And so you have to, you know, time your passes out right, put yourself in the right spot. You know, with the resin, it creates a little bit wider racing surface for us, but it's still going to be a challenge. So if we can keep the track position all day and win it, I'd be good with that.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. How important is it to convert speed on Saturday and qualifying to Sunday now, especially with the playoffs looming and needing to get in that?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great question. I believe that with the speed that we have, there is no reason that we can't go out and win. I think we're going to be battling our Toyota teammates just based off the test. I told my crew after this test, I pulled them all to the side and I said, I usually circle like, you know, Martinsville or Daytona, Talladega as a race to win. I said, if we don't win this race, I'm going to be very pissed off just from the way everything went. And, you know, if something happens that's out of our control, sure. But with the speed that we had at the test to what we have now, I mean, it's just we have to go out and do it. It's not a guarantee, no doubt about it. But we've shown up ready to hunt, ready to battle, ready to win, and we got to do it.
And the second question is in terms of like the little things that you have to do now that you're leading the you know, you're on the pole, like leading the field to the green flag, is there anything you have to kind of reacclimate to or get used to or anything like that that you're maybe not familiar with?
No, I think just getting all you can on the initial restart. I see the restart stats I continue to get better and better at. And so just getting a good, clean initial start, getting away and hopefully setting sail and just managing it from there. You know, no need to go burn your stuff up, especially with the tires that we have here. You're kind of already on edge with the tires, with the fronts slipping a lot. So just gotta be mindful of that and just go have a good, solid race.
All right. A couple more from the front.
Yep.
Kevin Schwarzy with the RacingTimes.com. You're in the Motor City here, and Ford is, well, I won't remind anybody here in the Toyota camp, but what does it mean to the Toyotas to get a win here and take home that manufacturer's trophy?
Yeah, the Heritage Trophy is important to all three manufacturers, right? But, you know, I remember getting my big break with Toyota, and Toyota has always been family to me, even when I was at the others, sleeping over at the other houses. You know, they always welcomed me back in with open arms. And, you know, that's very important to me and how the family aspect ties it all into motorsports. So to be able to carry the Toyota emblem on my chest and on the race cars, I'm very proud of that and thankful. They've done a lot for me in my career, and I feel like this is just the beginning.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. What does this track mean to you personally? And I think back to 2017 when you got that truck win. Yeah. That seemed like a real pivotal point in your in your life. And I'm not going to say that a pole is the same thing, but this is, you know, another step, another milestone for you.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, you get into these deals, and you want to win poles, you want to win races, you want to make the playoffs, win championships. Obviously, the end goal. And so we're just starting to check those off the boxes. Check the boxes off that list. Send that back. Sorry. But, you know, Michigan is super important. And I think one of the biggest races of my career was that truck race. From going to not having a ride in the Xfinity Series, jumping in the 43, filling in, and then sitting on the couch, you know, waiting for a phone call. And I'll never forget that race here. It was incredible to be a part of, incredible to win it, and just a lot of good things happen here at Michigan. So it'd be great to continue that trend tomorrow.
What did that mean to you that day?
17? That I still got it. You know, you felt like you let a lot of people down when you run out of funding and can't seem to have a full ride. I mean, it's every kid's dream, right? To be at the top level and to be racing, whether it's truck or Xfinity or Cup, and when they pull the plug and you're sitting on the couch and you're reevaluating life, and then you get one opportunity to come out and and capitalize on, then you do that. So it's emotional for sure. It's just part of it. It's humbling. The sport will humble you real quick. So you always appreciate the moment that you're in.
All right, Bubba, congrats again on first Busch Light Pole Award, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.